of talk about how productive the offense was in the preseason, and you sort of wanted to carry that over. I mean, was tonight's game exactly what you guys wanted?
Oh, yeah. You know, we've been working hard the whole offseason, you know, conditioning, working together, learning each other, and, you know, OTAs and in the training camp. You know we got something special, and we just, you know, it was a good – we wanted to take the first game and, you know, really take a step forward, you know, instead of taking a step back. And, you know, we got a lot of weapons, a lot of talent on this team. Guys really like each other. We mix very well, and, you know, it showed.
What do you think Jay Cutler showed tonight?
Oh, man, he's the next up-and-coming star. He's the next up-and-coming Tom Brady. He's the next up-and-coming, you know, Peyton Manning, Matt Hasselbeck, you know, all these guys, Roethlisberger. You know, it's going to be his time.
What happened on that touchdown play?
Oh, you know, just a great play by Jay finding me and, you know, break a tackle and, you know, trying to make the best of my opportunities and, you know, make something happen.
What do you think? So you've seen Eddie Royal this whole offseason, but what do you think? Did you really expect him to break out like he did in this game?
Oh, yeah. You know, we've been working. We had a good game plan. Jamin Bates had a good game plan. You know, it was motion over, really putting him in a predicament. And, you know, we had a lot of great, you know, routes called for him. And we took advantage of D'Angelo playing off and, you know, made it work. But, you know, he's been working exceptionally hard. And, you know, he's getting better day by day, game by game. And, you know, he's a special player.
So the receiving core obviously had a great game today. And it was without what many people would say your number one receiver. So what do you think is going to happen when you get everybody back on the field?
Oh, man, we'd be dangerous. You know, kind of remind me, you know, when I was in, you know, Seattle myself. You know, we had a lot of, you know, great wide receivers. You know, we spread them out and, you know, have people pick their poison. You know, you want to play base or you're going to bring nickel in. And, you know, either way, you know, we've got a great running game here. We got a great, you know, passing game here. We got a great offense. So, you know, people have to pick their poison when we get back fully loaded next week.
What do you think, as a group, what do you think you guys showed, how you were able to kind of play without Brandon Burgess for you guys?
Oh, man, we just, you know, we're deep, we're talented. You know, everybody in the league, except for Eddie, has played, you know, been starters and things like that and contribute. So, you know, we just wanted to pick up the slack and, you know, hold it down so, you know, our number one receiver get back.
How much different will it be next week?
Oh, you know, it'll just be a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? We have a little bit more firepower. Have, you know, everybody set and ready to go. You know, defense won't be able to just key in on one person, take one person away. And, you know, they have to play honest. And that should open up a lot of lanes and give a lot of opportunities to everybody.
Did you keep that ball?
Oh, yeah, I kept it. I kept my first ball here. You know what I'm saying? I got to keep that.
Daryl, do you mind if we get you for a live interview in Denver?